brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it's a final segment with William Gregg. Very insightful interview today. Then we're going to come back from break, go to your phone calls, and then get into all the other news I haven't covered. And boy, that's a lot. Here on this Tuesday, worldwide transmission. Will, I've been asking the questions here. In the 5 minutes we've got left on your considerable plate, what else is front and center? What else would you like to impart to our worldwide audience of freedom lovers?
I think it's worth reviewing our assumptions about how a society should provide for security. If we're going to have a free and reasonably prosperous society, security has to be something for which the individual takes responsibility. And we have to start uprooting some of the bad assumptions that have been embedded in the system of politics under which we live. The first is that the government should have a monopoly on the use of force. Say what you will about the constitutional republic we were given. One of the really interesting things that distinguishes it from any other system of government is that it explicitly repudiated the idea that government should have a monopoly on the use of force. That's what the Second Amendment is about. People get into arguments about the minutiae of the Second Amendment or the applications thereof. What they don't recognize is that by explicitly recognizing the individual right to armed self-defense, that document repudiates the idea that government has a monopoly on the use of force. Yet every political science class in this country is going to teach that concept, but that's a Leninist concept, not a Madisonian one. If the government doesn't have a monopoly on the use of force, it stands to reason that the government cannot use force that the individual is forbidden to use, and that leads us to the non-aggression principle. I have no right to commit aggression against anybody else, and I have, of course, the reciprocal right not to expect to be aggressed against. And it doesn't matter whether the aggression is committed by some tattooed gangbanger who's part of a private mob or some tattooed gangbanger who wears a government-issued costume. If it's aggressive violence, it's wrong. And I would hope that what's happening in places like Pueblo, California, where there is serious consideration being given now to disbanding a police department that is murderous, I would hope that that would start to propagate itself across the country. I've helped in some very, very small way to bring about the disbanding of a couple of police departments. There's one in Covington, Texas, that was being run by a police chief who was the local drug lord. That's certainly not an uncommon thing, owing to what goes on in the name of the war on drugs. And what's happening is the pressures of the financial collapse are becoming more acute, is that a lot of municipalities are learning that they can't afford to spend the money that's been set aside in these unfunded pensions for police chiefs who can pull down $200,000 after working for 18 months.
I saw a police chief in a small town in California getting like 700 G's a year.
Yeah, that's not uncommon. And what's going on in places like Stockton or North Las Vegas, where 67% of their budget is on so-called public safety and public security, you have these unionized police forces that are...
Well, that's it. I mean, we're being held hostage by the security bureaucracy. That happens in every other third world country. Yeah. And they're going to kill the golden goose if this doesn't get reversed.
Yeah, and there's getting to be some pushback here, which is why I think we're hearing discussions of the idea of full-spectrum operations in the homeland. And this scenario sketched out in the Small Wars Journal talks about a small town in South Carolina becoming an American Fallujah, where you'd have to have the Department of Homeland Security and the Pentagon essentially turn the town into a free-fire zone if people don't submit to what this document calls the constitutional legitimacy of the federal government. And that, once again, assumes that the government is somehow the source of its own legitimacy.
All right, William, let me stop you. I hadn't read the whole document. I saw it a few weeks ago, I think, because you'd written about it. Excuse me? I mean, you're a respected journalist in the New American Magazine for, I don't know, decades. I hadn't read that. You're saying that full-spectrum dominance in the Homeland document talks about occupying and taking out American citizens in a city.
In a city, in a small city called Darlington, South Carolina.
That's, tell you what, pull that up. Can you do 5 more minutes on the other side?
Yes, I can.
All right, pull that up. I want to break this here on the air when we come back. We've gotten the re-education camp document. We've gotten the secret arrest document, the secret kill document. Now the gun confiscation document. And now come into the city and kill all of us like Fallujah. Unbelievable. We'll be back. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Talk with New American Magazine writer, filmmaker, author. He also writes for Lou Rockwell, lourockwell.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And constantly new Army documents are put out public on the Army's own website. Re-education camps for the American people, national gun confiscation drills, demonization of the founding fathers, veterans. They teach the military this now. Just incredible treason now that foreign banks have bragged on national television and in print that they've captured us and are now going to mop up the freedoms we had. Private property, all of it. It's gone if they have their way. And we were about to let Will Gregg go, and he started bringing up this full spectrum dominance in the homeland Pentagon document that we found. And I found sites that write about the Pentagon. And we'll put one of them up here. Small Wars Journal has quotes out of the full compendium where it talks about areas of South Carolina. We're going to go over this, and it says a Tea Party group takes over the town, so the military takes over radio, TV, water, and energy. I told you they'll always do that. They turn that off till the town submits, and they call it reinstalling the elected government. They mean those that are engaged in election fraud. And this is what the John Warner Defense Authorization Act dealt with, was taking over legislatures. Remember what they said last year when Texas, unanimously in the House said no more groping, no more grabbing our genitals inside the pants. We're going to enforce existing laws. The Fed said we're preparing an F-16 air embargo. No aircraft will be allowed to enter the state or take off. How's an F-16 enforce that? They're going to blow them out of the sky. And we had troops on the show in Oklahoma and other states confirmed it. They were getting ready to put the tanks on trains to invade Austin. They were going to roll down MOPAC, the big railroad right out of Oklahoma, right into Austin, right to the Capitol with tanks. And that was on the news, too, that they were going to blow airliners out of the air with F-16s, with Sidewinders, AIM-9s. And if you don't remember that, look it up. I'm not joking about that. They said, we will have a military embargo of Texas. So this is the plan. Foreign banks have taken over. And what's incredible, Will Gregg, is that the re-education camps, the gun confiscation, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, it's all there, but they'll have the media simultaneously have the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, come out and say, we're crazy, there's no world government, when I can pick up Time Magazine, Newsweek, Financial Times, The Economist, where they're announcing, bankers took us over, they're unelected, they're installing leaders in Europe, isn't it great that we're slaves now? I mean, I can play clips of the news saying, we're slaves to world government run by banks, and then the guests all say it's good. I can play that right now, but the ADL says it doesn't exist. What's going on here?
What's going on is that they're pursuing sort of the Soviet approach of demonizing the people who say something rather than attacking what is said or showing the weaknesses of what is said about an event that is documentable. It's a question of motive and one's collective associations that is the most important consideration, according to people like the ADL and the SPLC. The line that they feed the public is that the conspiracy theorists are plotting to take over, and they apparently don't understand the irony of that position. But with respect to this particular document that we're talking about here, what they're describing is a full-spectrum military operation targeting Darlington, South Carolina. The scenario they paint is that in 2016, the depression is deepened, people are getting restive. There is a so-called civic insurrection that replaces the government of this town in South Carolina, which is considered to be a strategically critical choke point because it stands athwart an important east-to-west thoroughfare running across the United States. I think it's I-95. So on the basis of the strategic significance of this city within the battle zone that is the United States, there has to be a coordinated effort involving the Department of Homeland Security and the Pentagon and federalized National Guard troops to go in and put down this insurrection. Their objective is to do this by overawing people by this conspicuous display of force, sort of the same thing that happened with the Whiskey Rebellion in the early years of the Republic. But the fact that they're calling this full-spectrum dominance, and in light of what is said in the other documents that we have read regarding the way that military operations are conducted in environments other than war, operations other than war, it's pretty clear that what you're talking about is that behind this display of force would be the exercise of real force to dispatch people who are considered to be ineducable. People who are not sufficiently intimidated by the display of force would be dealt with as severely, perhaps as we saw in Fallujah when they simply turned that town into a free fire zone.
Well, that's what they're doing drills for. I've been to countless urban warfare drills where they admit they're practicing taking on, quote, the militia. And we've got all these Army training manuals. And the point is, this has been on the books a while, but they're gearing up. They're massively increasing funding. They're massively increasing the drills. And I just can't believe it's actually coming to this. Have you seen all the news articles and all the TV shows where they're bragging that we've now been captured by foreign bankers?
I've seen some shows that convey that message, and there's very little effort to disguise what's going on, and it should be obvious to anybody with even a passing acquaintance with the connections of people like Timothy Geithner and Paulson and the rest of the people who were involved in the October Revolution of 2008 when the entire United States economy was turned over a lock, stock, and barrel to the investment banking community as it styles itself. It's pretty obvious that's what's happened. And, of course, you may mention the fact that you've got the international banking community as it styles itself once again, appointing political officials in European governments throughout the Eurozone. And you have towns in this country that are being browbeaten into a similar relationship with the banking interests here in this country. And it stands to reason that someplace some other bankrupt municipality would give rise to the type of healthy insurrection that's described in this article, and the approach of the Pentagon would be to snuff it out, using whatever means would be necessary. And toward the end of this document, there is a perfectly deranged line here that is really, I think, a poker tell. We cannot discount the agility of an external threat, the evolution of Al-Qaeda, for example, and its ability to take advantage of a Darlington event within U.S. borders. Well, there it is. The militias would be the natural handmaidens of Al-Qaeda, whatever that title is.
Yeah, let's stop right there. I've seen them pushing this. That's what I've said. And boy, you just here's another document saying it. The militia, the anti-New World Order folks, who pretty much disappeared after 9/11 because, you know, they hate, quote, Islam so much, many of them. This is so insane and just a complete and total joke to say that Al-Qaeda would link up with militias. I mean, imagine how gun-owning libertarian conservatives are going to work with Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, our own military brought in to Libya out of Egypt, but also out of the Mediterranean, landing them in Tripoli, tens of thousands of real Al-Qaeda who are now exporting high-tech weapons out of Libya they captured into Syria.
Yeah.
And our own criminal government, how do they do that? Because there's now even articles, I saw another one today. I mean, there's mainstream articles praising Al-Qaeda and what a great job they're doing in Syria. This is like an Alice in Wonderland thing where the conservative patriots are going to join Al-Qaeda, but Al-Qaeda's good and works with NATO.
There was a piece Sunday night, on NBC just before the Olympics where I think it was Bob Engel was on the ground with a supposed freedom-fighting group there in Syria in which their leadership said, either you give us arms or we're going to turn to Al-Qaeda for help. I mean, it was overt, undisguised, unvarnished war propaganda meant to people the idea that unless we provide these people with money and arms, then they're going to turn to Al-Qaeda.
Well, that's the same thing. We've got to grow the opium and ship it to America and have the troops grow it in front of you, or Al-Qaeda will grow it. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Sure. And, of course, the entire purpose of this type of thing is to create in the public mind this idea that all these supposed threats and all these supposed enemies are compounded into one. If you hear somebody talking about the dangers of what the banking community, the banking interests are doing in our country and talking about the dangers of impending martial law, that at some point, for those who consume uncritically what they're fed by the government-aligned media, they'd say, well, this sounds like the sort of radical stuff that these bearded savages overseas are saying. And so there'd be, I think, at least on the part of some segment of the public, a receptivity to the idea that the government has to do these horrible things in order to deal with insurrectionaries in Darlington and South Carolina or any place else in the country. The sort of thing that happened almost 20 years ago with respect to the Branch Davidians of Mount Carmel. The public was fed an incessant stream of dehumanizing propaganda, investing David Koresh and his followers with every manner of ugliness and viciousness. And so when they were immolated by the federal government on day 51 of that siege,
they deserved
it. The reaction was on the part of people saying they deserved it. They had it coming to them. They're an evil, sexually deranged cult. And people tend to be malleable then.
By the way, you just mentioned that Pentagon document. They had it on screen while you were just talking, and I was reading it. It talks about checkpoints, not letting the food and water into Darlington, South Carolina, and then having the people exfiltrate out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is martial law. This is what I've seen the military train for in the gun confiscation manuals. It says they're going to lock down and barricade cities. I mean, our government has been taken over by foreign banks. The military is being trained to be collaborators with this. It's that simple. And people, they're going to create a climate where they're going to force us to resist. That's why they're training for this. It is the total takeover of our society. Well, Will Gregg, I've always been impressed with your films. I've been impressed with your writing. I don't know why I never got you on the show until now. Maybe over 17 years I might have talked to you once. Have I ever interviewed you before?
No, I think this is my first time, and I appreciate it, Alex.
Yeah, I've talked to Will Jasper and others. Well, great job. We need to get Mr. McManus back on the show as well. Just had Bob Dacey in here a few weeks ago. Thank you so much for your tireless work. You guys really are the proto-Tea Party. You helped wake me up, and then I've helped wake up millions, and just God bless you, and thanks for all the time.
Thank you so much, Alex. God bless you.
All right, goodbye. There goes Will Gregg. I'm going to come back. Go to your calls, John, and then Mike, and then Alex. Marianne, Ron. We'll get to those 5-6 calls, and then it's a news blitz. Believe me, you don't want to miss any of this key intel coming up. I'm Alex Jones, defender of freedom.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Over and over again, powerful corrupt interests get in control and they take over the military and absolutely rob everyone. I mean, government is already inoculating your children nationwide illegally. They get on the news and say it's the law to take vaccines illegally. It's a group of criminals. I have a stack of health news again today. More big studies about how GMO corn and other things is totally sterilizing gerbils within three generations. That's why people are going sterile. They've got to have all the drones and stuff in place. It's another 20 years with all the health problems we've got now when another generation hits fertility and you know, 80% of them can't have kids. You're going to have some mad people. But it's all right. There's going to be drugs in the water. They already are putting them in the water. But there'll be public drugs in the water so you don't get upset. This is just they're just killing us nice and slow. It's all about their power trip because they're wicked and they hate us and they're willing to do it. And they see our cities and our culture as ugly and stupid and we play along with it and so they're killing us. They're killing us. All those guys sitting there running drones, killing people all day and feeling manly about it as they blow up a whole village to kill one person they claim's a terrorist. They're all being killed too. And a lot of them don't care. They're like, yeah, I know DU's going to kill me, so what? I'm going to kill me some Hodges. And you're like, but it's killing you too, but it's going to increase your birth defects. And they're like, I don't care. I don't care if my kid's totally deformed. So what? I'm tough. I mean, it's really a culture of murder me, kill me, run over me. I want to be a slave. And because it's a spiritual decision with these people. These people at every level of society that serve the dark side, they like it. So I guess in a way it's a good thing. I mean, it's what they want. I saw this photo last night, and it turns out it's old news. And when I saw it, I didn't believe it. I saw it posted on my Facebook, and I didn't believe this photo. In fact, I'll cover it after calls. And it's, I had an abortion, Gloria Steinem, on how wonderful abortions are. I mean, it's one thing if you, you know, get an abortion, that's bad enough. But to act like it's fun and cool and you're in charge, it's just begging for the New World Order to release a bioweapon on us. Planned Parenthood, I had an abortion. I mean, what a sack of trash. CIA officer, sworn to destroy the family. She admits that now. And she loves what she's done to this country. She loves the fact that we're hunchbacked, ugly, stupid, gibbering people now. I mean, she just loves it. She loves the fact that the prisons are full, the children are in pain, the CPS is, I mean, God, we're cursed. She just loves it. Because we're all on abortion. Yeah, they want to abort us. You got that? Because they're a bunch of crocodiles. They're a bunch of snakes. They're a bunch of pit demons. Man, Gloria Steinem is a sack of demonic filth. It just loves death. And they love that power. They're attracted to the fact that we're in charge and we're going to get you. We're going to have your 12-year-old when she gets pregnant. We're going to take him to Planned Parenthood without you knowing, and we're going to abort that baby. And we're going to shoot you up with vaccines and sterilize you. And we're going to do it because we're liberal. We're liberal. John in Utah, you're on the air. Welcome. Then I'm going to go to Mike. You're on the air, John.
It's all about my ebook on showing why the income tax is and must be voluntary. And it's the key and the silver bullet to getting rid of the income tax. But not only that, since the Obamacare decision by Judge Roberts points out that the mandatory part of the tax is really just an addition to the income tax, it is the key, once people understand that, to negating that the Obamacare. But, you know, to understand this, and the reason we don't understand why the income tax is voluntary is because we don't understand that our tax law has to correspond to that was in England at the time of the Fifth Amendment was ratified in 1791 in order to meet due process. And it does. And what it corresponds to is the 1040 is a voluntary contract.
Yeah, no, it's all a total fraud of the private Federal Reserve. It's all a total scam. The problem is it doesn't matter if it's not legal and lawful. This is a lawless crime syndicate of hopped-up control freak scum. So just because we've been conquered by foreign banks, the people don't know that yet. So we've got to somehow get the information out to them. But just because it is voluntary, that's why, you know, these globalists don't pay it. They're the only ones that are selectively not attacked by armed robbers who believe they're police officers. They've got armed enforcers that are ready to eat their own children's brains and ask for seconds.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, the tree to the ground.
I don't know if new listeners think I'm playing games or joking around.
That machine ain't slowing down, it's gaining pound.
Yeah, the death machine isn't slowing down, it's gaining pound for pound. Somehow people think that the military and all these systems of death give us individually power. It doesn't. It gives us insecurity. And the Romans 2,000 years ago knew you didn't let the military inside the country of Italy. It didn't even exist. It was a province of the city-state of Rome. And they couldn't bring the troops in past the Rubicon River in Tuscany, up in the north. You could not bring them into the province of Italy, out of Austria, and out of what is Switzerland today. They had different names then. And, folks, we're going to get hurt bad. It's not... It's just like last week, Harvard came out and said, we've reviewed more than a dozen top scientific U.S. government university studies on fluoride, and it does increase cancer sevenfold in men. in just one type, 80 in women, and it does cause massive brain damage. Yeah, that's why they put it in the water. And again, I just go back to that. This is so far beyond arguments with people, okay? I'm not apologizing here for telling you the truth. We got some sick freaks in control. And the minute they got a national security state in 47, after they brought more than 100,000 Nazis, top Nazis over here, and they didn't just get their knowledge of science, they put them in charge of everything at a director level. And again, this isn't some obsession with Nazis. That's just the people running things here were already so evil because they taught the Nazis everything they knew. They hired them to run. I mean, we're in a lot. It's kind of like Homeland Security 10 years ago hired Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi, to help set up modern Homeland Security and the Tattletale Squads. And the first time I heard that, it was Al Martin wrote about it. And he's a good writer, so I thought, well, I better look into that. And I went and found what he was talking about in the legislation where they were paying that guy $1 million a year, like $1.2 million or something. But when I read it, when I confirmed it, I was like, it's just, that was 10 years ago. I like hired the former head of the Stasi, but look what they're building. They're building an East German model. I mean, they're not doing this because they want to play tiddlywinks. And so many people I know are like, oh, Obama's horrible. He's a communist and all this stuff. Yeah, he's a communist at a certain level, but he's a globalist. And everybody wants to blame Obama, which fine, blame Obama. Obama's horrible. In fact, there's a story up at the Drudge Report where Jay Carney has come out and attacked Drudge and said, consider the source on Drudge saying Petraeus is being considered. And I just thought about the fact, consider the source. Yeah, consider the source with you. Drudge is the one that exposed the whole Monica Lewinsky thing and so many other things that Bill Clinton said wasn't true. Consider the source here. People that ship guns into Mexico, that give billions of dollars to different energy companies to never build anything, that it's now come out in internal emails and congressional investigation that Geithner sought to shut down and take pensions of non-union workers at companies. And it's not because they care about union workers. They want to shut this country down. Geithner Treasury drove cutoff of non-union Delphi workers' pensions. And these people worked there 20 years, man. They just took their pension funds. I mean, this is just, these are criminals. And they want your guns because they know you're going to get so mad with what they're planning to do soon that you're going to get angry. They know they're going to make you so desperate that you're going to go after them, and they don't want you armed to be able to defend yourself. And so they're training all these poor people who have no future to join the military and the police to have a big war with us, and they don't care that the police and military are going to get shot up in this fight. Let me tell you something, though. The Pentagon, with all its drones, they had, 3,000 of them deployed over Iraq alone tied to that. The Air Force alone has like 20,000 plus drones they admit to having. 12,000 of the Predator. They couldn't even hold Baghdad. Let me give everybody a newsflash here. And let me tell the New World Order and the FBI and all of you something. Just because you go out and create fake militia groups and mix them in with white supremacists to demonize militias, and just because you do these mass shootings and all this other stuff you stage, you have not met the American people yet, okay? And if you think we're going to wait in our houses once you start this criminal takeover for you to send a drone by to burn us out, this isn't going to be like Waco. Now, I want to stop this. And I know a lot of people in government want to stop it as well, but I need the American people to get angry and say no to this corrupt system. And I see it's being played like a fiddle, you know, the abject hatred of Obama and then the point of, well, let's just get Mitt Romney in there and he'll save us. Mitt Romney won't even fight back against Obama on the subject of Fast and Furious. Mitt Romney is literally paid for by the same people. Now, granted, he doesn't have a communist background. Granted, he He isn't a mafia thug at the street level like the Chicago Mafia. And he's got white gloves on, so maybe he'd be more dainty. But the globalists are getting what they want out of Obama. So regardless of who Mitt Romney is, does it matter if he wears white gloves when we're the main serving at dinner? And Obama's people aren't wearing white gloves? Because, I mean, I said I'd go to your calls. Ron in New York, thanks for holding, brother. Then we'll go to Mike. Go ahead, Ron.
Good afternoon, Alex. Alex, I heard...
I hadn't heard you in about two or three years. You're a retired police officer, right?
That's correct. That's me.
Okay, go ahead. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
I heard an interview this morning that was very interesting, and it was with Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I listened very carefully to what he said, and I reflected very heavily on every word that he said. And I don't know that most people would listen to an interview in that way, but I did. He was talking to Amy Goodman, and he was making a statement that here we have the Southern Poverty Law Center, and I say we have this organization which is unaccountable. It's not elected by anybody. It's non-governmental. It is non-transparent. And it is self-appointed. And he was making remarks, and they were talking about the shooting in Wisconsin, of course, that they monitor a great deal of the population. They monitor shortwave radio, he says. They monitor websites that they consider neo-Nazi. And it turns out they even monitor, though he didn't say this directly, but he says when people go to these websites, they find out who they are. Then he said that, well, there was a disturbing pattern in the 1990s of people he described as neo-Nazis joining the military, that he and his organization went to the United States military and then told them who they believed these people that were neo-Nazis were, and that the military should not allow them to join the Army.
No. They always operate as if, just like... The George Soros groups, Think Progress and Media Matters, as if they're God. I mean, if they say you should, you know, jump out a window, you should, because they're little chicken neck control freaks who ran Elohim City. And there they are. They sit up there like they're God. I mean, I was already aware of his statements in the past to that effect.
What really struck me is after thinking through his comments, I'm saying to myself, we have this, as I said, self-appointed, non-transparent, unaccountable organization in high-level discussion with high-level agencies of our government.
Well, no, sir, do you know why? Because they are the governmental commissars, the political enforcers of the foreign banks. The Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, for all intents and purposes, are our government, sir. Just like top White House officials run Think Progress, and they've said, I need to be shut down, basically, and so does Drudge. No, I mean, they are the government. They are the occupiers.
In this case, as I said, I reflected on it, and I said to myself, you could have American citizens who are looking to join the Army, and it may not just be limited to that circumstance, but at least that much he admitted to, who, just because they might have visited a website or they might have had contact with something which doesn't necessarily mean anything, are just prima facie considered terroristic or neo-Nazi or supremacist.
Well, sir, you know what he really said. Hold on. You know what he really said. The ADL got arrested, and they've lost lawsuits over this. They used to break in police departments and steal files, intelligence files. Now they just run the department, so they don't need to do that, and it's all uploaded into federal systems, and they can put whatever they want in there. What he's saying is yes, they've got access, and I've talked to... I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to be quiet at this point. The point is that I'd already gotten that information, that they have access to NSA hard feeds. The Israelis, on record, run the phone system data mining for much of the federal government. So, yes, these guys can just dial right in to whatever you're doing. They're God, basically. Okay? I mean, do you understand that? That's what he was saying on the show, is that they've got the back doors into everything.
This is what my concern is, that we have people, as I said, who are self-appointed in non-transparent organizations. We don't know who funds them, finances them. We don't know any of the details about any of the major participants in these organizations who are doing this. Now, he tipped his hand. He said, oh, we only get public domain information. But that contradicted a statement he made moments before when he said, we get information on people who buy things from, you know, companies at these websites.
No, so that's why. That's why he added that later. Exactly.
That's not public domain information. So how would you know who buys what from whom?
Sir, they had one of their Southern Poverty Law Center writers, who's one of their operatives, within hours of that cop killer saying he did it because he, for me, when it turned out the guy was a white supremacist who was attacking me and saying I was going to get it. I mean, imagine how much I'm on their radar. The guy kills three cops, and within 2 hours, it's in the newspaper that it's my fault. Then we found the guy's handle and proved that he was saying he was going to get me, and then they had to retract. But, I mean, again, they, folks, when I say we're in danger, Think Progress says they want our funding shut off, whatever that means. And Media Matters got caught in their own memos saying they wanted to infiltrate media organizations to destroy them, to sabotage. I mean, these are military operations. These are globalist frontline commissars for the takeover. They are the collaborator agents. I mean, I've talked to people that work inside that facility, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they say it's got higher security than basically the White House. Well, yeah, because it is the White House. It's the banker house. It's an NSA hub. Go ahead.
To be exposed, then we have to demand transparency. Now, if this is a non-governmental organization, even though I understand what you're saying and I agree with that completely, the fact is technically this organization has to show a certain amount of transparency and accountability, and I think it's time the American people insist upon that.
Media Matters is tax-free and runs around saying it's their job to destroy alternative media. Infiltrate and destroy. Look it up. It was even in Politico. And Politico thought it was cute. Oh, they're going to infiltrate the alternative media from within and sabotage it. I mean, imagine if a memo came out where I said I was going to infiltrate, say, the Dallas Morning News, and I was going to sabotage them. I would be arrested for conspiracy to commit crimes. So
said that you had gone that far and done that, and there was no question or investigation of it. And this guy, Potok, this morning basically did that. And what amazed me is certainly no one interviewing him, and to my knowledge, nobody else. That's
well, they are really listening visible. Right now. They are listening right now. What do you want to say to them?
Well, I want to say to them that if they are so worried about watching everybody else and determining their level of patriotism and whether they fit the model of a good American, then they should set the example and they should be transparent and forthcoming about their own operations and about their own funding and basically who they are and what is it that they represent, particularly in the area of funding. I mean, it is a tax-exempt organization, and they do have a legal obligation. Now, I'm only asking them as good Americans to live up to their legal obligation to make these facts transparent.
Well, that's another point. All over the country, last time I checked, over 1,000 Tea Party groups have been audited and shut down for no reason. Why does Media Matters get to be tax-free when it's publicly run by White House officials and has weekly meetings? And Think Progress is publicly funded by George Soros and has the White House transition chief as its head. I mean, why is the White House calling for me to be basically shut down with a tax-free organization? Can you imagine if I tried to be tax-free, Ron, what would happen?
Oh, first off, you would never be given a designated status by the Internal Revenue Service. And if you were, the second you went one inch out of line, you know that they'd bring a hammer down on you if that were to even happen. But they wouldn't even designate you as a tax-exempt organization. But the point is this. The larger point is they're watching everybody. They admit just about that. And making judgments about thousands, maybe millions of people, for all I know. Who's watching the watches?
Well, by the way, they've got this whole chicken neck cover. They're very dangerous people.
Even the man's disposition, if you heard him talk, and if you've ever seen him before, and if you heard him talk in this morning's interview, the man is drooling, dripping, oozing with arrogance, oozing with a sense of I have power and, you know, tough.
Oh, I know. It's disgusting. And you know what? They do have power. They've taken this country over. It's theirs now, and they're got TV shows coming out on ABC TV. We're called Founding Fathers. We're Texas gun owners are bad.
I mean, they've got shows coming out where families are bad, fathers are bad. Every movie we try to go see for the children, fathers are bad. We're going to do a review of Brave where the men are bad. And I mean, it's just, look, they run things. This, all of this is theirs. I mean, they did it, and now they want our guns. And I just can't believe so many police get in these meetings where they badmouth George Washington on video. I've got video of it, and cops call in and say they've seen it and it upsets them. But they say a lot of the, I mean, any of your buddies that are still in the police department, are any of them waking up, or is there nothing they won't do? If they ordered them like Stalin did to arrest a million people and put them in a meat grinder, would they do it?
We've spoken about this. I have called your show since about 2002, and we spoke about this early on. I know I haven't called in the last few years. But I spoke about this back then. As a matter of fact, you actually disagreed with me. You fought me a little bit on this point. And I said, poor Alex doesn't really know. He's trying to be nice. You were trying to be nice is what you were trying to be. But sometimes you have to be truth. That's the nice, you know, not that you were
trying to be. So what did you say? You said the police will put us in meat grinders.
I said that. Remember that? I told you that a long time ago. These are careerists, paramilitarists. These are the type of guys they've hired now ever since the Clinton era.
And they get to fight a bunch of women and children. Drugged out, poisoned Americans. It must be fun to play military with a bunch of zombies.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tonight, I will be hosting the InfoWars Nightly News.
Ira Hayes.
We're going to be breaking down GMO-fed hamsters become infertile, have stunted growth. Another big study is out on this. Another big scientific study. I mean, there's just so many of these. And this is what we're being fed. They are killing us deader than a hammer, man. They're killing our capacity genetically to have offspring, and that is true death. Man, they're cold-blooded. They said they'd do it, and they're doing it. I just... But, you know, in a way, it's so over the top, they're evil, that I don't worry about myself or my family, because there's... I don't know how to explain it. It's so bad, it's liberating. It's so bad that it just nothing means anything anymore. I mean, if some guy cuts me off and flips me off, or some big guy bows up to me walking out of a store, I just say yes, sir, to him. Used to, that would just torture me if I didn't beat the daylights out of him, and I would feel like a big wimp. Now I'm just like, yes, sir. Because I realize they're just a brain-damaged zombie being poisoned and prepared for death. I mean, again, status means nothing. Nothing means anything anymore. But defeating these people, and my only frustration is I can't do enough. I don't work hard enough to beat these people. We work really hard to bring you this information, and I got a bunch of news I got to in this hour, but a bunch I didn't. I'm going to blitz it tonight. I'm going to make myself cover it all the nightly news. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, it's 15 cents a day. The same username and passcode can be used by six people, so it's really six memberships for $5.95 a month, and it is your membership that funds us. I want to thank everybody, despite the fact we're in a depression in many areas of the country, recession in others, for supporting us and getting the word out and standing beside us all these years, our AM and FM affiliates, our sponsors, our listeners. I really want to thank you. And I do the best I can, but I just want you to know I'm honored that you've supported us and that you believe in us. And I care about you. I love you. I love everybody that loves freedom and loves the truth. And it's so painful to see the zombies that serve the New World Order. All the different flavors of them, who think they're winners, who think they're on the winning team. And I wish people like Potok and others would just wake up and realize just how evil this whole system is. I mean, maybe they know about the eugenics, but usually it's compartmentalized. But most people in this evil system, they don't get a memo to avoid the GMO like the Monsanto engineers who do not eat GMO and whose plants don't allow it to be served. That's a big deal. You can look that up. That's London Telegraph, you name it. I remember the first time I heard that like 6 months ago. I didn't know it was like 12-year-old news. And since then, I've been in the news dozens of times. I saw that information. It just blew me away. I'll have to do a little bit of overdrive because I promised to go to Mike. So we'll go to break, come back a little 5 minute, and go to Mike and maybe a few others. But when I take off a few days, you notice I'm calling in the whole time. I'm not really taking off. A lot of times I'm here in the office when I take off for a few weeks, a couple days. I'm here trying to get the new reporters in place, the new equipment, the new editing software, the new research, the background, this newspaper I'm launching. And I just wish that I could impart the knowledge, the total commitment that... That's not even the right word. The knowledge. I mean, I know I'm right. I know, and I have all their admissions. I've got several books over there on the bookshelf written by the White House science czar where he talks about putting stuff in your food and water, which that was written in the 70s. They do. I mean, it's just these are absolute criminal murderers. I mean, I don't know what else I'm supposed to say. Somebody's got to stop them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The
Kator hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.